I paused a moment to be thankful for co-op brand semi-active dry dog food kernels. As I was grinding up my morning nourishment... Oh, and speaking of nourishment, did you happen to notice that the cowboys buy the cheaper brand of dog food? Maybe you missed that. Semi-active is cheaper than active, and that's why they buy it. It has nothing to do with schedules or work routines of the security division. Semi-active is cheaper, period. Where were we? Oh yes, as I was laboring to grind up and crush my morning so forth, three adult males and one boy strolled out of the machine shed. I looked up from my work and recognized Slim, Loper, and Maurice, the adult males, and little Alfred, the boy. Did I care? No. I was busy grinding rocks of dog food and trying to forget that they weren't sausage links. Maurice said,
"Well, thanks for the boat. That saved me a trip back to town. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be the poultry superintendent at the county fair this year. That boy ought to show some chickens. It's a good, wholesome project for these kids."
Loper looked down at little Alfred.
"What do you say, young'un? Would you like to show chickens at the fair?"
Alfred nodded.
"Sure. Maybe I could win a ribbon."
Loper turned back to Maurice.
"Sound like you started something."
He gestured toward several chickens pecking grasshoppers in front of the chicken house.
"Would those do?"
Maurice rocked up and down on his toes and dug his hands into his pockets.
"Not exactly. Your show chickens come from special stock like show calves and sheep, and they need to be raised from baby chicks."
"Huh.
Well, we've got no baby chicks, so..."
Maurice beamed a smile.
"I happen to know a lady who raises them. I talked to her this morning, and she's got five left. Betty."
"Your wife?"
"Yep. And she says they're the best of the whole lot. She'll give them up for $5 apiece. And we deliver."
$5?
"Maurice, you can buy a grown chicken at the grocery store for $5, and it's already cut up."
Slim entered the conversation.
"Yeah, or you could get 10 pounds of frozen turkey necks."
Loper and Maurice stared at him.
"Well, I eat them all the time. They're good, and they're easy to fix, too. You just boil them up in a big pot for 20 minutes.
Loper shook his head and turned back to Maurice.
"Don't pay any attention to him. He's a bachelor. $5 for a baby chick is too much."
Maurice pursed his lips and went into deep thought.
"Okay, 2.5, just for you. Just for the sake of this boy. Just because I want him to win grand champion at the fair."
Loper smiled.
"Sold. And you deliver?"
"You bet. We deliver them in a special cardboard box."
"Good."
"To the front door of my house."
Loper's brows shot up.
"We have to pick them up, Maurice?"
"Loper, you'll have to buy chicken feed anyway. You can do it all in one trip."
"We've got chicken feed."
Maurice shook his head.
"Nope. You need a special show ration. You don't feed regular chicken feed to show birds."
Loper groaned.
"Bah!"
A gleam came into Maurice's eyes.
"But you're in luck, 'cause I happen to be the local dealer for Cruncho Feeds."
Loper and Slim exchanged glances, and Loper said,
"I never heard of Cruncho Feeds."
"That's because you buy the cheap stuff, Loper. I'm sorry to put it that way, but facts are facts."
Maurice reached into the front pocket of his overalls and brought out something made of paper.
"Here,